Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
There is no upside to Joel Berry's broken right hand. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Some pundits were saying this week that if Joel Berry was ever getting injured, the first month of the season is the best time. While that may be so with some players on some teams, such an assertion is complete unadulterated hooey. The perimeter is the strength of the 2017-18 Tar Heels, with Berry, Theo Pinson, Kenny Williams, transfer Cameron Johnson, Brandon Robinson, and Seventh Woods all having experience. Berry, the most outstanding player in the 2017 Final Four, is the clear leader of that group, and there is no proven point guard to step in and no backup. How can his absence not matter in a season in which Carolina's only chance to return to the Final Four is finding a post presence from Luke May and four freshmen who have never played a college game? For any of those kids to develop, they have to get the ball in the right positions, and Berry is the man who can teach them the best spots. Does Roy Williams want to rely on sophomore Woods to do that, or to move a shooting guard like Kenny Williams or a swingman like Pinson to the point? How about freshman Jaleek Felton, perhaps the most talented kid on the entire team, but also the one with the most growing up to do? Despite a preseason number 9 ranking, it is no slam dunk for the Tar Heels to be a high seed in the NCAA tournament this year, especially if they get off to a slow start. And without Berry and someone to get some rebounds, there are losable games in the first month for a team with a target on its back. Northern Iowa has already beaten UNC once, and there is a trip to Stanford, where former Roy assistant Jared Haas won't have any trouble putting a scouting report together. Then comes the 3 tough games in Portland and the Big Ten Challenge against Michigan, all falling in the month window of Berry's rehab. And how long will it take the senior leader to get his hand and shot back into shape when he does return? There is no good time to lose a player of Berry's ability and leadership, but certainly to start the season when more depends on him as a coach on the floor is one of the worst. This is Archansky. See ya.